96.5 TIC, Craig and Company, the morning show. 8:30. Time to get those crazy, wacky, funny, lighter stories.
Uh-huh.
Lighter side of the news brought to you by Farmington Bank. John, what do you have?
25 years ago, Steven Spielberg brought us Schindler. And 5 years ago, Brian De Palma brought us Scarface.
Wow.
Anniversaries abound at the Beacon Theater in New York. Anniversary showings will feature Spielberg and De Palma and Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer and Liam Neeson and Ben Kingsley.
What?
All original players.
I don't want to see Schindler's List again. Scarface is a movie I'll see over and over.
Oh, I could see that 1,000 times.
But Schindler's List.
Well, they're going to discuss the movie. This is part of Tribeca Film Festival.
Well, that's different, I guess.
I kind of agree with you, though, Christine.
I
might have to go into the city to see that.
But Pacino and Scarface, I could see 1,000 times.
Oh, sure.
What does he say? What is the line
about? Your uterus is bloated.
No.
How would you know, Bubblehead?
Last month, we told you about Flippy, the robot who makes perfect hamburgers on the grill.
Flippy!
He's Flippy! Flippy the bot!
They couldn't keep up with the bot. Now comes Q.
Oh, Q.
Q is a 6'3"
Yes.
Basketball-playing robot in Tokyo.
Is he single?
No.
Oh.
And Q sinks free throws.
Now, this is ridiculous.
With 100% accuracy.
Oh, of course.
100% of the time.
No.
Better than any NBA player in history.
Give Q an NBA contract.
Wow.
Exactly. James Allen Hayes is a security guard who won the $19 million California lottery. $19 million. Apparently not good enough. He followed his winnings with a string of 4 bank robberies.
Oh, great.
Now, at $19 million, the bank robberies only added 40.
What a stupid
adrenaline junkie.
But it added much more jail time.
Uh-huh.
According to foodbeast.com.
Food Beast?
Yes. McDonald's still has the best fast food French fries out there.
Yes, okay. They do. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Special oil. They have their own brand of special oil.
Delicious.
I don't care what they put in it. It's yummy.
Chick-fil-A, Arby's. Shake Shack.
No. I've never had a Chick-fil-A. Is it any good?
I won't eat a Chick-fil-A.
People swear by the sandwiches.
I used to eat Arby's roast beef sandwiches.
Oh, disgusting.
When I was going to college.
Delicious.
I have never seen an Arby's out here.
I lived.
In Nebraska. They
shaved really thin.
There was
right?
an Arby's on every corner. I never see them around here.
Yeah. When I was going to school in Miami, because I couldn't afford a lot, I lived on Burger King Whoppers.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would fill you up. I mean,
and it's a whole meal.
And it was a dollar. I remember it was a dollar.
It's got lettuce, tomato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, you can't name everything on a Whopper. Try.
No way. I've never had one. A woman in Seattle paid over $600 cash to buy all the Girl Scout cookies from 2 girls who were selling outside a grocery store.
That's sweet.
She had $600 cash on her?
Yes.
Wow.
Then she gave them back and said, just give them out to strangers as they walk out.
Wow.
And finally, want to cut. I just came home.
I was
on a plane and I'm sick as a dog.
I'm sorry, dear.
Want to cut down on your chances of getting sick in
the
petri dish known as your next airline flight?
Yes,
flying a bubble.
A brand new study. Get a window seat.
Yep.
Up front.
Yep.
And don't use the onboard bathroom at all for the flight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but how? What are your chances of getting an upfront seat
in
a window?
When I used to do this years ago, people would look at me like I was nuts. They don't look at me that way now.
Yeah,
I bring antiseptic wipes with me.
Yes.
As soon as my ass sits down in that seat, I wipe everything down.
Wipe it away.
Everything down.
Don't you do that in the men's room here, too?
I do that in the men's room. I do it here. In fact, John, I'm going to be wiping you down shortly.
Only on 96.5 TIC.